sort of always out trying to work out, I guess, plotting to take over the world, work out how I can be a better person and better myself. I compete with no one but myself.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tyrone Shum, and in this episode, we continue our conversation with Christopher Keast, property investor and cleaning business owner, who has built all his success from scratch as a high school dropout. Listen to find out how he protects himself from any mishaps on his property journey, more about his mentors, and the advice he'd like to share with listeners. Keast's view on his property journey has always revolved around his 7-year plan.
So our strategy, basically, we're looking at hopefully a 7-year plan. So our strategy is we've bought enough investment property this year, and then for the next 2 years, we'll look at buying one or two investment properties over the next 2 years. And then after that, we'll purchase another two investment properties by sort of 2022, and then by about 2023, we'd look at buying another two or three, and that'll give us a passive income of $80,000 without, you know, having to rely on any other income coming in. And that means that, you know, due to my back injury, if for some reason I do need to, you know, change the way I work and the way I do things, we've got a passive income coming in there. You know, to feed our lives, basically.
He continues to build his property portfolio for the sake of his future with his family and financial freedom.
I was brought up in a housing mission home and you know, we had a good life and stuff like that, but I've got to see what you can have if you really put your mind to something. And my, I guess, one of my worst habits in life is, and my father-in-law's nicknamed me a cyclone, because whenever I put my mind to something, I make sure I do it. I do it 110% and I do it fast and hard. And I'm just wanting to set up a good life for me and my wife and my kids, and be able to give them everything that I couldn't have as a kid, and to be able to enjoy life. I think, you know, we've gone this far into it, and they've got financial freedom on our own property, that, you know, if we can move forward and have a income coming all the time, it's going to give us a far better lifestyle. So it'll allow us to have time with the kids, and you're not going to be, you know, left home because it's only 5 to 7 years away. We can go holidaying with them and see the world and just enjoy life, rather than, you know, working until we're 60, 65 and, you know, maybe not being able to be as fit to go travelling, you know, Australia or going overseas and doing those things if we sort of do it now and get it over with. You know, and we're partway there, and I believe it's terrible. So that's the why, just to get their financial freedom before I get too old and my wife gets too old, so we can really enjoy life and spend time with the kids.
While Keast's property journey is now going well, he did encounter some setbacks when he first started due to his closest peers.
My wife, we complement each other. So she's the safety net. You know, she doesn't like to spend money. She's a saver. And, you know, she's always, you should pay off your own home first. And friends and family, they just, they sort of talk you out of it. It's one of those things that sort of made me balk a little bit. But as I said, that gentleman I spoke to was such an inspiration that as soon as I seen that for sale sign, open home, for sale on the corner, I blocked, put my blinkers on and blocked out everything that was going on and just went, I'm going to buy that one and move forward from there. And then I guess once I met what my wife wanted, and all she wanted was to have a house paid off, it's just been full steam ahead from there. You know, purchasing 3 units and a house in under 6 months, and she hasn't batted an eyelid because she knows that if anything ever happens, we have that house. So I guess the things that held us back are friends and family, just with, you know, them not understanding totally of what how property investment works, and they see, oh, this big expense when you buy a property is going to cost you thousands to keep it, and you've got rates and you've got insurance, and those little things do put a little bit of doubt in your mind. But I'm a numbers man, and I sit down and I write everything out and I work it all out and I do it all. So it slowed our journey down slightly, I believe, but here we are today.
Keith has had also many great mentors who have helped him with great advice.
I met a really close friend that we actually moved down and lived with in Sydney when I first moved down there. So they gave me an understanding of, you know, paying down loans and debts and not buying things that we shouldn't buy in life. And I've spent a lot of time with him over the years just speaking to him. And because my stepfather passed away and I didn't also have a good relationship with him, he's also been the person that I go to ask advice and stuff like that. So he's been a great inspiration to bounce ideas off and to really, you know, point out things to me and possibly mistakes that could happen along the way. And then my father-in-law was also a property investor. So I saw what he was getting in life and what he was able to achieve. However, he does differently to the way we're doing it there. You know, they negative gear properties and they worked really, really hard and paid them down to give them financial freedom by the time they were sort of, you know, in their 60s, where what we're doing and want to do is we want to get out of that, prior to that. So by creating high rental yields, that creates positive cash flow, which then hopefully will give us that financial freedom, you know, by purchasing another 6 to 7 properties in the future.
As for the best advice he's ever received, it was simply to invest in property.
Lately, it's just speaking to people and just understanding how equity works and rental yield, how that can give you financial freedom. So I'm really concentrating on that and learning more about that at the moment in the rental yield side and the equity and the best scenarios to use it. Our portfolio may struggle a little bit and slow down, and I've been advised that because we don't want to pull any finance out or refinance our primary residence. So, you know, there's a lot of equity in that property that we could do that, but we don't want to do that because we want to keep that property settled and stand alone by itself with no debt over it.
So basically, now that your family home's been paid off, you just keep that one separate, you know, don't touch it, and then you basically touch your investment properties to redraw those funds out to reinvest. Is that what you're saying?
So on our investment properties, we'll pull the equity out of those when we can to use towards new investment properties, but our primary residence, no, we're not going to touch that. You know, for example, our primary residence is a 44 square metre home, so it's not a little home on a 2,500 square metre block. So yeah, so it shows how much equity is actually in that property that we could pull out and basically purchase many more properties, but we don't want to go down that path. That's the only thing that my wife has asked me not to do. So as far as I'm concerned, I've got a really good friendship and relationship with my wife, and we complement each other. So I'll respect her for that, and I'll keep powering on with my investment portfolio, and she respects me and understands that, you know, she can trust me with the decisions I make. So I can purchase a home now and ring her up afterwards and go, look, I've just found a property and it's worth X, Y, Z. I think we should buy it. And, you know, it's a done deal. There's no, oh, you shouldn't do it or you shouldn't do that, because she trusts me. So we form such a good trust and bond doing that. But that's the only thing she's ever pulled me up on. No, you can't refinance our property. So I won't do that. And I don't think we need to do that. I'd like to prove there's so many different scenarios and different ways you can invest in the property that I would like to do it this way, just to sort of prove some people wrong, but prove to myself that it can be done this way.
Coming up after the break, Keith shares with us his favourite property investment book.
I actually use Audible a lot because I'm on the road a lot with the work that I do. So I listen to a lot of books and I'll listen to them over and over again. But I think Rich Dad, Poor Dad's probably, you know, the best book I've ever read.
The most contributing habit to his success.
But whenever I hit a goal, I set a new goal and I keep working towards that. I just believe that, yeah, I guess being a bull at a gate has really pushed me and driven me to become what I am and achieve what I have today.
and that's next. I'm Tyrone Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. Hey, podcast listeners. Have you got cash or equity that is currently unused sitting in a bank account that could be invested into a property asset to generate a greater return? If the answer is yes, then register your interest to become a money partner at propertyinvestory.com. When you become a money partner with me, it enables you to receive opportunities to get a minimum of 20% plus returns on your cash or equity. To find out more, visit propertyinvestory.com. Now back to the show. Keith believes that owning his home and keeping it separate from his property portfolio protects him from any mishaps with his property investments.
How often do you hear of people who are investing in mine towns and places like that that have lost everything, and they've been rent investing, and you know they were really good set up with great rental yields and earning incomes in those mine towns and stuff like that, where it sort of falls over and then they're in all this debt. And we've quite often seen it on news and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, there's so many different scenarios that work for different people. So I think this will work for us, and let's see what the next 5 or 7 years bring us.
As for books, Keist highly recommends the classic Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
I think everyone's read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That was a really, really good book. I did listen to Barefoot Investor, but it didn't help us in any way because we'd already achieved everything that he was saying. So to us, that book didn't help much. The first book I ever read was How to Be the Next Property Millionaire, and that sort of touched base on, you know, don't buy, similar scenario to what the gentleman in Sydney told me, don't buy one property worth, you know, 600,000, go buy two worth 300,000, and that. So that was a really good book. And then, you know, Thinking Big and stuff like that. So I actually use Audible a lot because I'm on the road a lot with the work that I do. So I listen to a lot of books, and I'll listen to them over and over again. But I think Rich Dad, Poor Dad's probably, you know, the best book I've ever read. But I know from listening to your podcast, a lot of your listeners also have read that book then. And that too. So I think it also gives you that motivation and the drive to push forward, because you do listen to it and you hear, oh, geez, that does sound simple, you know.
Keith's most contributing habit to his success has been his overwhelming drive to achieve.
I'm like a bull at a gate. I hate not knowing, and I don't do things in halves. So if someone tells me that something's going to happen, I hold them to that, and it has to happen then. And I'm a bit like that with life. So if there's something I want to buy, or if there's something I want to do, I don't hold back. I just go do it straight away. I guess I fixate too much on it. And that has been, it's a good thing and it's a bad thing, because at times it can upset a few people because I'm so impatient. However, I think it's helped us in our everyday life, property journey, you know, everything we do, even business, you know. Not waiting, pushing forward while others are sleeping, I'm out still working, or trying to work out how to grow the business, or trying to work out how to get the more properties or achieve greater things in life, and what I can do in life to achieve those things. You know, I don't sit down and watch football on weekends and drink beer or anything like that. I'm sort of always out trying to work out, I guess, plotting to take over the world, work out how I can be a better person and better myself. And I compete with no one but myself. And I am very hard on myself, and I don't know why that is, because I think we've achieved a lot in our life, but whenever I hit a goal, I set a new goal, and I keep working towards that. I just believe that, yeah, I guess being a bull at a gate has really pushed me and driven me to become what I am and achieve what I have today.
Well, I wanted to find out, if, say, you met yourself 10 years ago, what do you think you would have said to him?
Look, realistically, 10 years ago, I would have just, if I could meet myself 10 years ago, I would say to myself that everything's going to be okay. And I don't think I would change anything, to be honest. I think what we've achieved is pretty good for our age, and the things that we've owned and purchased along the way. You know, I think just 10 years ago, because, you know, I've always dreamed, put a lot of pressure on myself and stuff like that. Yeah, it would be just that, you know, in 10 years' time, things are going to be looking up. So I've got no regrets of anything that we've done in the last 10 years, and it wouldn't be like going out and buying more properties or anything like that, because, as I said, we set a goal to do all this by the time I was 40, and I've done it all by the time I was 38. So, I'm pretty happy with that.
As for his future, Keith is simply excited to meet and work with more property investors.
The people I'm meeting of recent, and just moving one step closer every year to hopefully meeting that 7-year goal. That's the exciting thing. You know, who else am I going to meet along this journey? It's going to be inspiration to us and the new things that we're going to be able to achieve. So, that's really it, to be honest.
And last question I have for you, how much of your success do you think is of your skill and intelligence and hard work, and how much of it is because of luck?
To be honest, as I said, I was told in year 10 that basically I should leave school. And these are true words that I was told by a teacher that I was going to amount to nothing. So it was something that drove me, and it drove me to achieve something. So, look, luck, no, I think it's hard work. No, it's been luck. It's been hard work. And I'm not afraid to ask people. I'm not afraid to say to someone, you know, how did you achieve this? I've never been jealous of anyone. I've always looked at them and thought, you know what, you're a better person than me. You've got better stuff than me. How did you achieve this? I'm happy to ask them questions or to look up to them and go, hey, they've done this. Why can't I do this? And then move towards that. So, yeah, that's really it in a nutshell. No, it's not luck. It's hard work and just looking at the properties. It's probably luck that I drove past the for sale sign and said open house. That's about it.
For those interested in contacting Keist, you can reach him through his companies, Facebook, or simply through phone.
They can get me on Facebook, Chris with a K, Keist, K-E-A-S-T, or I'm happy for them to give me a call on my mobile on 04-113-11570. Or a little shout-out for my business name. So we own Magical Clean or Magical Restoration and BioClean. They're also on Facebook. So, yeah, you can find us on there.
Thank you to Christopher Keith, our guest on this episode of Property Invest Story. If you want to hear more about his journey, then visit our website at propertyinveststory.com. Also, have you got cash or equity that is currently unused sitting in a bank account that could be invested into a property asset to generate a greater return? If the answer is yes, then register interest to become a money partner by SMSing me your email address on 04-99-88-1040. When you become a money partner with me, it enables you to receive opportunities to get a minimum of 20% plus returns on your cash or equity. To find out more, text me your email address on 04-99-88-1040. Thanks for listening.